I was given to understand, I said slowly, that any form of worship other than that sanctioned by the order was heretical. Untrue, Lady Ori. By the law of the bright, the law as set down by my family, only the worship of gods other than Etempus is heretical. The form in which we choose to worship is irrelevant. It's true that the order would prefer that the two concepts, obedience to the bright lord, obedience to the order, be synonymous. There was another soft roll of chuckles from our table companions. But, to put it bluntly, the order is a mortal authority, not a godly one. We of the lights merely recognize the distinction. So you think the form of worship you've chosen is better than that of the order? We do. Our organization's beliefs are fundamentally similar to those of the Order of Etempus. Indeed, many of our members are former order priests. But there are some significant differences. Such as? Do you really want to get into a doctrinal discussion right now, Lady Ori? Cyramin asked. You'll be introduced to our philosophy over the next few days, like any new initiate. I thought your questions would be more basic. They were. Still, I felt instinctively that the key to understanding the whole heaping pile of fanatics lay in understanding this woman, this Aramari. The Fullbloods were the highest members of a family so devoted to order that they ranked and sorted themselves by how closely they could trace their lineage back to First Priestess Shahar. They were the power brokers, the decision makers, and sometimes, through the might of their god slaves, the annihilators of nations. Yet that had been before 10 years ago, that strange and terrible day when the world tree had grown and the godlings returned. There had always been rumors, but I knew the truth now, from Shiny's own lips. The Aramari slaves had broken free. The Night Lord and the Grey Lady had overthrown Bright Etempus. The Aramari, though far from powerless, had lost their greatest weapons and their patron in one stunning blow. What happened when people who'd once possessed absolute power suddenly lost it? All right, I said carefully. Basic questions. Why are you here, and why am I? How much do you know of what happened 10 years ago, Lady Ori? I hesitated, unsure. Was it safer to play the ignorant commoner, or reveal how much I knew? Would this Aramari woman have killed me if I told her family's secret? Or was it a test to see if I would lie? I tore off a piece of bread, more out of nervousness than hunger. I know there are three gods again, I said slowly. I know Bright Etempus no longer rules alone. Try at all, Lady Ori, Cyramin said. But you've guessed that, haven't you? All true followers of Etempus know he would never permit the changes that have occurred in the past few years. I nodded, inadvertently thinking of Madding's bed and our lovemaking and Shiny's glowering disapproval. That's true, I said, suppressing a bitter smile. Then we must consider his siblings, these new gods. One of Saruman's companions let out a bark of laughter.
New. Come now, Lady Saruman. We are not the gullible masses.
She glanced at me, and I was not fooled by the sweetness in her tone. Most of us, anyhow. I set my jaw, refusing to be baited. Saruman took this with remarkable equanimity, I thought. I wouldn't have expected an Aramari to brook much in the way of ridicule, even if most of it had been at someone else's expense.